The Secret Cage by Luke. On a far, far, far away planet in 2084, during World War IV on Earth, Emperor Jonathan sits on his very expensive golden throne. He has been Emperor of Donuts Galore for 3 years now and has taken after his father, Daniel. Emperor Jonathan is very fat and has a very short temper if no one brings him his donuts. Emperor Jonathan is a very harsh ruler and severely punishes those who don't listen to his decrees. He loves donuts so much that he has decreed an edict that states that each citizen living on Donuts Galore must bring before him 30 donuts each day. But T-Hog, a disobedient citizen, decides to rebel against the Emperor and not bring the donuts to him. The next day, while the Emperor is counting his donuts, he notices that he is 30 donuts short. "Where are the rest of my donuts?" asks Jonathan. I don't know," the Emperor's soldier is interrupted by a peasant. "Sir, we have just gotten news about a citizen in your kingdom," yells the frightened peasant. "What is it?" replies the Emperor. "It's my neighbor, T-Hog. He hasn't given his donation of donuts to you." "How dare he," exclaims the Emperor. "Bring him to me immediately." So the soldiers go out and search for T-Hog. 25 minutes later, the soldiers return with T-Hog in handcuffs. "Your Highness, we have him," states one of the soldiers. "Great," responds the Emperor. "Now, where do I start?" states the Emperor quietly to himself. "Now, where are my donuts?" the Emperor asks loudly. After a moment of silence, the Emperor yells out, "Out! Out of my palace! Soldiers, take him to the dungeon!" exclaims Emperor Jonathan. So the soldiers do as they are told, and they lock T-Hog in the strongest cage and place him in a secret dungeon guarded by the Emperor's pet dragon, Tanner. Then they bring the key back to the Emperor. Now, not too far away, there is a very wise math teacher whose name is Mrs. Frizzle. She is the fastest problem solver in the whole solar system. When the news spreads about the punishment of her friend T-Hog, she decides to take action. So she approaches the footstool of the Emperor. "What has happened to my friend T-Hog?" states Miss Frizzle. "Why does it matter to you?" responds the Emperor harshly. "Because he's my friend," Mrs. Frizzle responds. "And by the way, where is he?" "I will never tell you," Emperor Jonathan yells. The Emperor's just about to send her out of his palace when she pulls out a box of glazed donuts. "These are only for you," Mrs. Frizzle states.
"Oh, yum! Just give them right to me."
But as the Emperor is talking, Mrs. Frizzle interrupts. "No, only if you tell me where T-Hog is." At that moment, the Emperor becomes furious. Then he says, "Okay, I'll give you the key only if you can solve this question. What's the square root of 761,559? Without hesitation, Mrs. Frizzle says, 872.673478. At that, the Emperor's jaw drops. He had thought he had surely stumped her. Due to the promise he had made with her, he has to give her the key for the cage. Mrs. Frizzle is very pleased, but knows the journey is far from over, and so she sets out on the long journey. After 1 hour of looking, she finds a secret map underneath a rock. She scans the map that reads, "The Secret Cage." As she scans the map, she finds a big red X. She follows the map where it leads her to the cave. But when she arrives, she runs into a big problem. At the mouth of the cave is the Emperor's pet dragon, Tanner. As she creeps slowly up to the cave, she notices that Tanner is sleeping. "Wow, I got really lucky," Mrs. Frizzle quietly says to herself. After a few minutes of searching inside the cave, she finds T-Hog.
"Wow, am I glad to see you here," states T-Hog.
"Oh, and by the way, do you happen to have any food? Because I am starving." "I'm sorry, but I didn't bring you any food, but I'll get you out of here quickly," says Mrs. Frizzle.
"The key fits," exclaims Mrs. Frizzle.
"Yay!" they yell together. "Come on, let's go before Tanner wakes up," Mrs. Frizzle quietly says to T-Hog. As they're heading out of the cave, T-Hog's stomach growls very loudly. So loudly that the walls of the cave start to shake. At the same time, it wakes up Tanner.
"Now what are we supposed to do?" exclaims T-Hog.
"Stay calm," responds Mrs. Frizzle.
T-Hog and Mrs. Frizzle stand frozen as they stare at the fierce dragon.
"I have a plan," states Mrs. Frizzle. Then she starts stating pi. 3.14159265359. She says it so fast that the numbers start making Tanner get dizzy. Tanner then falls to the ground because he's so dizzy that he passes out. Yes, exclaims Mrs. Frizzle. It worked. But wait, I have to do something, mutters T'Hog. Just before they're about to leave, T'Hog's stomach growls again. That means I have to eat now, states T'Hog. What are you going to eat? Replies Mrs. Frizzle. After a slight second, he says, how about Tanner? I don't care as long as you like dragons, exclaimed Mrs. Frizzle. Where I come from, dragons are a delicacy, responds T'Hog. Then go ahead, replies Mrs. Frizzle. I've been waiting a long time for food, T'Hog says. With one gigantic bite, Tanner is devoured by T'Hog, and they are able to safely go out of the cave. But once the Emperor heard of the death of Tanner, he becomes furious and sends out a warrant for T'Hog and Mrs. Frizzle. By the time that he did that, however, T'Hog and Mrs. Frizzle have already boarded Apollo 47 back to Earth. Once back on Earth, they live in peace and to this day remain best friends.